Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Just a couple of comments in case they're helpful to colleagues. I think the goal in this paragraph was to basically refer to how the court, in its practice, uses subsidiary means. So, and also in doing so, refers to the starting point of all its work, which is Article 38. So the reference in the penultimate paragraph makes that clear in the penultimate sentence, in fact, the first sentence. So it will be the first sentence that says how the court used in the application of Article 38. And then the important point in the prior draft, there's a reference to one of possible many examples, in this case, Nicaragua, where the court says in resolving this dispute, we have to look at what treaties say. That's 38.1a. We have to look at what custom says, what is 38.1b. And then in doing so, in resolving a dispute, in the subsequent examples we'll have, it referred to a prior judgment, a subsidiary means. So that's what the paragraph is trying to explain. And so the tweaks suggested by colleagues, including I believe Mr. Asada, was to then make clear in the subsequent examples, as we go over to page 5, to how, and this seems to have been supported broadly, I think Mr. Fokto and Mr. Fife and others spoke to this, that this now makes the link clearer, that you are saying we are applying the law, and in the course of doing so, looking at prior cases that are helpful for our determination of that. So the example was meant to then give the clarity to this and precision to this. And so from where I'm sitting with the fixes suggested by Mr. Saad, I think we're in a good place.